A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 2nd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the vending crisis in Zimbabwe's major cities.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voishona.com.
Action will be taken, and I believe that we will take that action with the main thing to bring sanity. We know people are there out of desperation. It's not their job of choice. It's not their opportunity of choice. It's a choice of last resort. People are trying to fend for their families, to try and feed their families out of that particular occupation. But a city has to be a city. Certain standards have to be protected and managed.
I'm a Zakat, I'm a gay, I'm a minister. No, but to consider Ubuti is an asset to your government, it is about to make a thing of the influence. So, influence, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the strategy. I suppose we turn the world. But it's more over super evident.
That's the reason. Zvakaita saizvozvo kubva kuna minista akabata chinzvimbo chikuru savachombo chakakosha kudaro tinotarisira kuti pese pavanenge vachitaura zvavanenge vachitaura vanofanira kutanga kunge vanatsokuongorora kuti mashoko avo anoenderana here nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika vanozviziva ivo savachombo kuti mamiriro akaita upfumi hwedu senyika vanhu vazhinji vaorarama nekuburukidza nokutengesa kwevending ikoko.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the vending crisis in Zimbabwe.
Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo has urged city fathers to immediately clean up the city streets by removing illegal vendors. Chombo made the remarks at the annual general meeting of the Urban Councils Association in Bulawayo.
Of course, Zimbabwe's unemployment levels are escalating at astronomical rates despite promises from the ZANU-PF government that it will create 2.2 million jobs. Of course, at least 30,000 graduates are actually churned out from universities and tertiary colleges every year. All these people are not employed, and as a result, many have resorted to vending. Of course, Mr. Chombo's statement was actually criticized by the main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, which said that Mr. Chombo is showing insensitivity to the plight of Zimbabweans, the majority of whom are not employed. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Nezve vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumugwagwa. Toda kunzwa kuti imi munoona sei nyaya iyi. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa hapana chakaipa kuti vanhu vange vachitengesa mumugwagwa nekuti ndokuti vaone chouviri sezvo vanhu vakawanda munyika vari kunonga svosve nemuromo nekudaro vaakurarama nekutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa. Asi nekune rimwe divi vamwe vari kuti aiwa hazvina kuipa kuti vanhu vatengese asi vanhu ngavatengesere zvinhu zvavo panzvimbo dzakakodzera kwete kuti vanongo tanga kutengesera chero pavanenge vafunga kutengesera dzimwe nguva pamberi pezvitoro nezvimwe zvakadaro-daro. Vamwe vari kutsigira mashoko avachombo kuti guta ngaricheneswe, asi vamwe vachiti aiwa kuda kuita izvi zvinenge zvopa kuti vamwe vanhu vanenge vofa nenzara. Gibbs.
Yes, urikandava namhla ke kuva udava laloko kukhulunywe ngumnumzana uchombo lapha ke sikhuluma ngo-Ignatius Chombo okhangela ezemadolobheni. Ye, uzwakale ekhuluma labantu emhlanganweni we-Urban Councils Association esithi kumele kukhitshwe bonke abantu laba abathengisa ezidaladini ikakhulu abathengisela endaweni ezingasizo. So uthi ke laba abathengisa bephonga uhamba indawo yonke bayalahla izibi bayenze konke okungavunyelwe emthethweni. So ngakho ke kumele besuswe. Kodwa sizwile ke abanye abantu besithi lokho kukhulunywa ngumnumzana uJombo kungani akuqondanga, kube khona abanye abathi hayi kungani kulungile ngoba emadolobheni sokugcwela ingcekeza. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi ke blessing abasuka ezikolo nxa sikhangela ke emakolejini kolapho abayindawo baye ezitaladini besiyathengisa ama-sim card, bathengisa amatamatisi, amakhabishi lento ezijiyeneyo. So ke kulabanye abathi khonokho ngani ukhulunywa ngujombo akuhambelani labo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngoZulu ukuthi kambe uZulu uthini ngodaba lolu. Ye inombolo nansi, lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho, lingasale muva phela, ehamba muva ibanjwa yini iyaziqethisela khonapho. So ke inombolo nansi 001 202 619 2077. Zayiphinda ukwezethi khona ngapho ke mamoyo egwatemba ukuthi uyitholile la khona ngapho ke echinoyi ukuthi uyitholile le ndawo zonke nje 001 202 619 2077. Yeah.
Of course, let's just read briefly what the minister said. Mr. Chombo says, the role of the informal sector in our economy, the upsurge of indiscriminate vending in urban areas has acutely affected the ambience of our environs while compromising the health of the residents. He added that, and I quote, vendors are selling their wares from everywhere, including on pavements, open spaces, and in front of shops. The minister also said all local authorities are therefore required to immediately take necessary measures to remove the vendors from designated sites to alternative planned vending points. And of course, those were the remarks that Mr. Chombo made at the 73rd Urban Council Association of Zimbabwe meeting, that is UCAS. And I think we are now being joined by our first guest, that is Harare Mayor, Mr. Bernard Manyenyeni. Your Worship, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us. And I really don't envy you at the moment because I think the minister is issuing a directive that vendors must be removed immediately, those at illegal sites. And your party, the Movement of Democratic Change, has released a statement condemning the minister for having said that. Your take, Mr. Manyenyeni, what are you going to do?
Yes, the vending reality or the vending menace, which is upon us as a city, is really a result of the economic failure that we find ourselves in as a country. We have people who have to fend and feed their families out of that vending activity. That activity has created an undesirable site. Pretty much the eastern side of the city is untraffable for both people and vehicles. It's just vendors everywhere. So there has to be some action. Which action must be taken in a very humane fashion? We will attend to the minister's directive, yes, but we have to try and find ways of doing it without with minimum harm and damage to the people who are affected. They are not there out of choice. They are there out of desperation, and we can never run away from that fact.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Edward Manning, of the Matuan President of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations. Mr. Manning, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, comrade. I'm ready.
Yeah, how are you? How is Bulawayo?
Bulawayo is fine. We had some beautiful rains. We didn't have any flooding. We are expecting more, and I hope we don't have any flooding. I think the city council dealt with the drainage, and I don't think it will be as bad as Harare.
I think you have heard already that Mr. Chombo is proposing that vendors should be removed from streets, especially those that are selling in undesignated areas. What is your view on that?
Our views are this. We are very surprised by this very minister. If he only knows the situation, how bad it is, particularly in Bulawayo or Mutare, where over 90% of the population is unemployed. And who has created this unemployment, this mass unemployment? The very government which now is saying to the vendors who are doing their last source and refuge, nobody wants to be a vendor. People are forced to be vending. And I'm very much surprised. Dr. Grace Mugabe issued out a statement that the police and the local authorities should not interfere with the vendors because they're trying to earn an honest living. And I support her for that, 100%. I wonder, is it ZANU-PF, the government, allowing this to happen? I will be approaching ZANU-PF. I'll be going probably tomorrow or Wednesday to the ZANU-PF offices, and I want them to give us a statement. Do they support the minister? They know how the situation, how bad the situation here is in Bulawayo. We don't want a crisis. We don't want people taking to the streets, demonstrating. And we will call on Dr. Grace Mugabe to come and sort it out, if that means. Because as far as we are concerned in Zichia, which is Zimbabwe Chamber of the Informal Economy, we have no permanent friends. We have only permanent interests. Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll come back to you shortly. Yes, we'll come back to you shortly. Right. I think we've got another guest.
Yes, of course. Mr. Manning wants Dr. Grace to say, stop it, Minister Chombo. Let's go to Mr. Samuel Wadzai. Mr. Samuel Wadzai is the president of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe. Va Wadzai, murikunzwa zvataurwa navachombo, murikutiwo kudi sesangano rinomirira vanhu vanotengesa mugwagwa?
Okay, thank you. As a point of correction, I'm the national director.
Ndimi director, okay.
For the thank you, national director of National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe. I think it's very unfortunate that a whole minister can have the gut to utter such nonsense to the whole country. Of course, we know Chombo. Chombo is fond of making serious mistakes. I think his history is bad. We all know that. But I think he's taken foolishness to another level. We are not going to
Mr. Wadzai, of course, we don't want to attack anyone personally. We want to discuss issues as they are. He's not here to defend himself. And certainly, Mr. Dube and Mr. Zulu will not get angry on his behalf. So let's stick to issues. Let's not call him names.
It's unacceptable. My point is that it's unacceptable to have a minister making a suggestion to the effect that we should just remove vendors from wherever they are operating from. And it's unacceptable because we all know that the minister is fully aware of the situation that we are in as a country in terms of how the economy is performing. And he is also aware of the fact that almost everyone who is into vending at the moment is into vending not because they want to be into vending, but they are limited opportunities to be in the formal in job market. So I use those strong words because I am surprised because we expect him to say better things. We expect him to assist vendors to get organized and do their businesses in a manner that is not a danger to the health as you mentioned. So we as National Vendors Union, we are very clear. We condemn his proposal. It's unworkable. It doesn't add any value. He should otherwise assist vendors.
Thank you, Mr. Wadzai. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the vending crisis in Zimbabwe and how this issue can be resolved amicably. Gibbs.
And of course, Mr. Manyanyeni, let's face it, there is a problem in urban areas because vendors are all over the show, but they have no alternative, as you said. What's the best way of handling this kind of issue? You know, you're a big guy in Harare, and maybe your party may be hurt by some of the things that you can utter. But what's the solution?
Yes, admittedly, we're caught between a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. We want a clean city. We also want to afford those of our residents who have nothing else to do to feed their families, to try and eke out a living using whatever they can find. And the vending is one of the options. So that's where we think we are really in a fix. We really have to clean our city. It cannot continue like this, let's admit. Mm-hmm. But I also think we have to go back to the vendors. And in my engagement with the vendors and their leaders, I've said, let's come up with a solution. We don't want to prescribe a solution on them. Now, it's months later, the situation has gone bad. And that's where the ministers will be coming in with a directive. The vendors must as well. They might as well participate in the solution. We don't want a solution that's thrust upon them without their input. They must admit that they've become a menace. Masters would want to accommodate them to look after their families. So in my previous engagements with the vendors, with their leaders, I've indicated that we need to work together and have maybe a manageable level of their presence in the city, not what we currently have.
Mr. Manning, if you may respond to that.
Yes, I think I agree 100% with the speaker, the previous speaker. We are going to have a meeting on Friday with the mayor, the councillors, and all the technocrats for the Buluya City Council. And we will find a solution to the vending problem. But let me warn, if we do not find a problem, I can tell you, and this I can put my head on the block, the very same people who you are taking off the streets, they will wait for us at night, and they will choke us, and we will feel the pain. Because a hungry man is an angry man. There is no alternative. People are just doing this for survival. And I think that is the answer.
Thank you, Mr. Manning. Of course, there should be a compromise somewhere. The cities have to be clean. And of course, people also have to survive. Regai tiende kuna mterero de kutanga mkoma shumba nyamuziwa tipeo mfungwa zenyu muri kuona sei dambudziko
I dambudziko ro akurongo iwo mberi yakuti muno vakuru vedu ava ministers ava ndo vanoita zvinhu zvese kuti zvishate mazvona ivo vanoenda kuvanhu ndiwo vanovapa nzvimbo dzokuti tengeserai pese pese asi mangwana manje vanonengirika vanozodzoka vokanganwa kuti ndivo vanenge vapa chii vavapa nzvimbo dzive kuti vatengesere takuti muno mutemo wacho dzimba dzakungonyika isina mutemo mazuvano zvokuti kana dzimba dzangoti munhu anongo vakapa anongoda pasina pasikabvumirwe zvokuti ivo ndivo vanonovapa futi that nengi vanovapa mvumo yekuti vaite zvavanoita asi mangwana okanganwa kuti sei panguva yekuvhoterwa iyeye vanovati vanongovapa pese pese and then vavokanganwa kuti ndivo vanenge vapa mvumo yekuti vanhingirika asi vachivavasingadi kuti ivo vatese vataure mazita avo pachena ivo ndivo vari kukanganisa maministers vavavo ndo zvandiri kuda angotaura izvozvo
saka asi pane dambudziko rapinda mumusha toita sei
asi kungoita allocate nzvimbo dzekuti tengeserai apa tengeserai apa zvisokwadiwo mutaundi muhakusafambiki endewo pese pese panguva neye panguva popa unongoona chinhu zvavango kuti unogona kutsika zvinhu zvevanhu saka zvedio hangamugadzirwe zvandingatotaura
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Shumba Nyamziwa.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Of course, he's saying he blames politicians when it's the campaign season, the silly season of politics. You know, they allow people to vend at any place and designated places. They do nothing. After the elections, they come around and say, we want to clean up the city.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that the cities are indeed you know, congested with these people who are vending. So he's saying that the solution must be to find them designated places so that they can continue with their trade. Regaitiende kunava Mkoma Samuel wadzai chimbotaura nechishona. Pane chakaipa here kuti mutsvagirwe pekuti mukwanise kuenda muno tengesera zvinhu pane kuti vanhu vatengesere pese pese sezviri kutaurwa nemumwe muteereri wedu?
Aiwa, hapana chakashata. Ndokunga munotendera mukoma gore rapfuura kuti takapindawo muchirongwa chataida kubatsirana nemataun malocal authorities akati wandei muZimbabwe kuti vaite process yekurejista mavenda zavo so that vanokwanisa kuvapa pekushandira pakanaka panoita kuti vanenge vachifambawo mastriti muvafambe zvakanaka. Asi rimwe dambudziko rataisangana naro nderekuti process yachona iwa itoona kuti pane vamwe vautomhanyira utoona senge process rinofanirwa kuvabatsira wana mari futi zvakare kumavhenda zvaya ari kustragera. So maprocess ekurejista mavhenda acho nokumatsvagira pekushandira unongopesera muchiona ava riddled necorruption. Vanhu vakuzitanga vandibhadhara mari yakadai kuti ukwanise kungoshandira pakadai paunokwanisa kuita profit. Vamwe vachinyimwa zvimwe zvichishingo kumazavada pasina kubuda zvakanaka. Sai tiri kuvakurudzira malocal authorities kuti kana vava kutsvagira mavhenda pekushandira process yacho ngaingova transparent. Zava include maorganizations waya akaita sanational vendors union vanazvichiya kuti zvinhu zvacho zvinge zviri clear, vanhu vaifanasa kunzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei. Pasazopedzisira pachibuda vamwe vanhu vachiti isi takanyima pokushandira kana kuti pakashanda kuti iwo uri kubatongana kana kuti unofarirana nangana mumamunicipalities omo. Ngazvingova clear, mavendors ari clear, they want to be assisted kuti vashande zvakanaka.
Sezvo varipo vamanyenyeni hatingakumire iripo vamanyenyeni, pindurai tunzwe, vari kuti tinoda kuti zviitwe pachena pasina zvekuzoti uyo ndevebato iri zvataiona pamupedza nhamo apa pekuti zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Sekutaura kwandosimbogara ndichiita kuti handere munhu wese hatisine nematongerwo enyika tichanga sine matongerwo enyika kutengesa kutengesa kutenga kutenga hatiri kuunganidza kuti ava batondera kati vabatondera vakati tichipa maservices mukanzo. Saka izvozvo ngatibvai tangotsudurukana nazvo. Asi ndo zvanga zviri kutoitika, vazhinji vevane zvinzvimbo zvinzvimbo izvi muri kunatsoona vane kabato kari kuvafuridzira kari kuvapesvedzera nekuvakurudzira. Hatidi kudaro zvinotadzira kunatsoshanda nedambudziko racho takatwasanuka tinge taakupinza zvematongerwo enyika hatidi kudaro. Uyewo pambotaurwa nyaya yekuti kana vakuhwawo nzvimbo kana vakuhwawo nzvimbo vanhu ngavave vanovindika vanotendeka vamire panzvimbo ipasi panzvimbo dzavanenge vainzi vashandire. Tikasadaro ukaona maitikiro azvaita munhu aikwira bhazi wasvika woenda kumusika unotenga muruwo wako nezvinezvi musika wacho waakukuteera kusvika mupavement mutaundi. Tikasadaro uchaguma madovasi anenge akutengeserwa mahofisi nepamalist emabuilding.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvedu vamanyenyeni. Of course, they are all saying there is need to for councils and the government to come up with a plan to at least move the vendors to designated places for the sake of cleaning up the city.
Sizwile ke umnumzana umani ngesithi ngolwesihlanu bakwenza umhlangano wobulawayo abazahlala phansi bakhangela ukuthi uhamba njani. Nxa bengaphuma lesinqumo esizwakalayo bazasebenza njalo kodwa ke singakabuyeli kuye wothi siye sibale okukhona lapha blessing kufacebook. Kulo mnumzana uFredrick Chiangwa obhale sithi before removing vendors create employment then of what orderly rupere writes, Mr. Chombo, I think you should stop disturbing people who are trying to survive in this collapsing economy. Then of what Quotman Longman who writes, Mr. Chombo wants to use that to turn the urban electorate against the MTC-led councils, so that they vote for ZANU PF in 2018. Then we've got Chinja who writes, we must remove ZANU PF from government before removing vendors.
Mm-hmm.
So where are the 2 million jobs which they promised?
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Simbarashe who writes, to do something like what, Mr. Chombo, you are confused. So I think he doesn't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Mukwena Daniels who writes, Chombo's government is doing nothing to create jobs for Zimbabweans, but he wants to remove the vendors and throw them away without allocating alternative space for them to make a living. The tears of the Zimbabweans are cursing ZANU-PF. That's why there is infighting and division in that party.
Mm-hmm.
It will not win any election. I think this guy is really very angry.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got Mkhelisi Moveni Khelisa Ngwenya. Uti ya, kuzima lapa matot. So here he's saying, this is really difficult to actually think about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that cannot be thought about in a way that you may address it instantly, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. So, okay, Spuyele,
WhatsApp messages. Let's read just some of them. Mochocho says, the country is in a crisis of unemployment, and three quarters of the people are surviving through the informal sector. Chombo is clueless, even from his previous portfolio. His statement was just, I can't even read it. The person is angry.
Oh, yeah. So it says that.
Read it on air. Okay, let's pass. Bekezela says Chombo is heading for a clash with Grace Mugabe, who went around ordering councils to stop harassing vendors and ordering them to be left to trade anywhere they wanted. Nicodemus says the truth of the matter is that the informal sector is currently thriving amidst a silent formal economy due to lack of foreign investment. The vendors simply need to be protected by being given better shelter and designated points. Councils should be seen to be doing this. Thank you. Brian says, I think it is not good for vendors to be banned because that's where those vendors get money to survive. Also, diseases cannot emerge because of vendors, e.g. cholera in 2008. He is saying that because he is looting money in the government. From a health point of view, he is correct, but from a political expedience point of view, Chombo may find himself being vilified by Grace and group. This is Ekemo. Joe says, no, vendors should not be removed from the streets because it's now the main source of employment for many. Rose says, that's very true. Harare is no more a sunshine city. They must be removed. Charles says, Chombo must go back to the drawing board and find for himself where he is going wrong. The economy is nosediving every day. Can't you see that? Short says it's not when there is no plan for the vendors to make a living. It's no, rather, if there is no plan for the vendors to make a living, they should put in place a plan which will provide income for these vendors. These are some of the messages, Gibbs, that we have. We have many, many, which we'll try to read as we go. Sitine mwe mtereri, mkoma Joshua Magadi.
So, sara Magadi, mkoma.
Tirinani, muriku wona se nyaye?
Danu, waro la kurongwa na wachombo, ndo nange, ririnani, waro kutubanga chini sa makuta hebu.
Mm-hmm.
Asuma torera wano zuri zamanji ndo acho asinga zungaji singa kwansi zungaji ta.
Mhm.
Saka sekuru kuti vaifanga vaitanga wavakiro mavendors ko ndo industry yashara muZimbabwe pa so far.
Mhm. Ayo mkoma Joshua Dauti murambe makabata runhare. Mr. Manning, please stay on the line. Mkoma Samuel and Mr. Manyenyeni, please do stay on the line. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are also on YouTube. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.